بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية صهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: فسمع جليس للملك كان قد أمي فأتاه بهدايا كثيرة فقال: ما هاهنا لك أجمع إن كنت شفيتني. He was still reading this lengthy hadith of this boy who was learning, who went to the king, sent him to learn to how to become a magician for the king. But instead of that, he went to this priest, Rahib, who was a righteous and pious person. And from there he learned the knowledge of Deen, the oneness of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah, etc. Then on one such occasion, as he was going, there was this huge animal, a lion, that had blocked the way of the people and they could not pass through. So he thought, today I will come to know who is on the right. And he took a stone and threw it at the lion with this in his mind, saying, "Oh Allah, if he is on the right, then let this lion be killed and open the way for the people so they could come and go." The lion got killed by that. Then he went to the priest and he explained to him what had happened. The priest told him, "Today you have reached a position much more higher than what I also have reached. And you will be tested, the king will come to know about you." And then he said, "Also, don't tell them about me, because then they will come to me and the king is opposed to believing in Allah, etc. They will torture you, they will torture me." And then this boy further comes, وَكَانَ الْغُلَامُ يُبْرِيُ الْأَكْبَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسُ. This young boy used to treat people and they used to get shifa, who were blind also and who were lepers also. That is, all types of whatever illnesses they had, he should treat them, make dua for them, and they should come right. Allah had given him that position where his duas were now readily accepted. وَيُدَاوِي النَّاسِ مِنْ سَائِرِ الْأَدْوَىٰ. And he used to treat the people and from all types of illnesses and maladies. And people were gaining great benefit from that. فَسَمِعَ جَلِيسُ لِلْمَلِكِ كَانَ قَدْ عَمِيَا. Then a person who used to sit in the company, who was a minister, who was an associate of the king, and who had become blind, he heard about this boy as well. So فَأَتَاهُ بِهَدَايَا كَثِيرَةٍ. He went to this boy and he took a lot of presents with to give him. فَقَالَ, and he said, مَا هَاهُنَا لَكَ أَجْمَعُ إِن كُنْتَ شَفَيْتَنِي. Whatever you see here, all these presents, etc., I will give them all to you if you can give me my cure, that I can start seeing again, I become blind, that my eyesight be restored again. فقال, the boy said, إِنِّي لَا أَشْفِي أَحَدًا إِنَّمَا يَشْفِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. That the boy said, "I don't give shifa to anyone. I've got no power." He had the true tawheed and the true belief in Allah. It is Allah Ta'ala who gives shifa. فَإِنْ آمَنْتَ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ فَشَفَاكَ. So if you will bring iman on Allah Ta'ala, I will make dua for you and Allah will give you shifa. So yeah, also we see that he used this great quality which Allah had given him, his dua, but not for himself, but to give da'wat, to call people towards Islam. And he told him, if you accept Islam, you become a believer in Allah Ta'ala, then I will make dua, and by the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. فَآمَنَ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَشَفَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. He brought iman on Allah Ta'ala, and Allah granted him shifa. He started seeing again. فَأَتَى الْمَلِكُ فَجَلَسَ إِلَيْهِ كَمَا كَانَ يَجْلِسُ. He went to the king and he sat with the king as he used to sit previously also. How he used to go and attend the gatherings of the king, he went and he attended. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكُ. The king said to him, when he saw that his eyes were restored, that this was a blind person, what happened? مَنْ رَدَّ عَلَيْكَ بَصَرَكَ. Who is it that you returned your eyesight to you? How come you have come to be seeing again? قَالَ رَبِّي. He said, "My Allah," that Allah has given, restored my eyesight. قَالَ وَلَكَ رَبٌّ خَيْرِي. The king asked him, "Is there another God besides me?" You have got another God because he believed he is God and he does everything, everything is in his control. So I asked him, have you got another God besides me? قال ربي وربك الله. He also became strong in his iman, and so strong that he gave da'wah openly and he said, my Rabb and your Rabb is Allah. There is no other Rabb, and he knew what the consequences would be also. But he said that my Rabb and your Rabb is Allah. فَأَخَذَهُ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يُعَذِّبُهُ حَتَّى دَلَّ عَلَى الْغُلَامِ. Then they took him and started torturing him. And they kept on torturing him until finally he had to give the name of this boy. That from where this is all happening and how I got Shifa, etc. So he had to give this name under the severe torture that he was being put to. فَجِيَ بِالْغُلَامِ. And then that young boy was brought now. He was arrested and he was brought to the king. فَقَالَ لَهُ الْمَلِكِ. The king told him, أَيْ بُنَيَّ. Oh, the young boy. قَدْ بَلَغَ مِنْ سِحْرِكَ مَا تُبْرِي وَالْأَبْرَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسِ وَتَفْعَلْ وَتَفْعَلْ. I see that by the jadu that you went and learned, the magic that you went and learned from this magician, for which I had commissioned you and I had sent you there, I see you have now gained this great, great quality that you give shifa. Even the people who are blind, born blind, you give them shifa also. The people who are lepers and for which there is no real remedy, but you treat them also and they become better. فقال, then the boy said, إِنِّي لَا أَشْفِي أَحَدًا. I don't give shifa to anyone whatsoever. إِنَّمَا يَشْفِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. It is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala who gives shifa. Shifa is not mine, in my hand, it is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. فَأَخَذَهُ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يُعَذِّبُهُ حَتَّى دَلَّ عَلَى الرَّاهِبِ. Then he was also arrested. They started torturing him also, and they brought him in that severe torture to the point that he also gave up the name of that priest, that monk who used to teach him of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah. He had to give up that name also. Then in front we see what they had done with the monk also, and very interesting, and it stirs our iman, how this boy, how Allah Ta'ala had aided him, and when he made sabr on all this torture and difficulty that was put to him, how Allah's help came to him. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all types of calamities, hardships, keep us steadfast on deen all the time, and Allah be pleased with us.